And now here with It Says in the Papers, Fiona Kelly.
Proposed changes to the planning laws receive lots of coverage this morning. The Irish Examiner leads with Housing Minister James Brown's review of grant payments to refurbish vacant homes. That story also refers to the other move being spearheaded by the new planning minister, John Cummins, which receives coverage on the front of both the Irish Independent and Irish Times to ease rules around cabin-style homes in back gardens. The Times leads today with remarks made by US Secretary of State Marco Rubio following yesterday's talks with Russia, in which he said that incredible opportunities exist for cooperation with Russia once its war with Ukraine is over. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, leads with the prospect of Irish troops being sent to Ukraine as peacekeepers if a deal to end the war there is agreed. Although the Taoiseach and Thornish have both insisted yesterday that it's too early to discuss it, Craig Hughes reports that several cabinet sources have told the paper that they don't see a difference between sending Irish soldiers to Ukraine and to Lebanon. He also notes that the spring legislative programme published by the government yesterday includes measures to remove the veto on Irish troops being deployed overseas. The appearance of two men, one from Iran and one from the Philippines, before the special criminal court yesterday, who pleaded guilty to charges related to the possession of cocaine on board a tanker off the coast of Wexford in September 2023, receives coverage in the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Where the sun don't shine, that's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Star, which picks up on a story I mentioned yesterday about how Met Éireann has confirmed that parts of Ireland haven't had a single hour of sunshine for 10 days running. The Irish News runs with an aerial picture on its front page showing the extensive roadworks which are taking place around the new Grand Central Station in Belfast. A bridge is being dismantled to create a public square, but local businesses aren't happy because they say they're experiencing a slump in business as a result. The Irish Sun leads today with the line that Johnny Logan is to put his feud with the late Dickie Rock to bed by performing at a gig in the National Concert Hall in his memory in April. The showband legend died in December at the age of 88, and his son Jason Rock tells Ken Sweeney that he's delighted at the news, noting how his dad once said he'd give Johnny Logan a dig, but instead he's giving him a gig. Elsewhere this morning, a number of papers report that Mediahuse Ireland is suing X over scam advertisements designed to look like news articles using the Irish Independent logo carried on its platform. Another logo, which many are predicting could end up in court, is the one which Meghan Markle has just unveiled to promote her As Ever brand, which features two hummingbirds hovering on either side of a palm tree, which is almost identical to the coat of arms of the Poreres community who live on the island of Mallorca. That story is covered in today's Mail. Turning to the Examiner, shame on you. Those were the words of Judge Sinead Behan spoken during the sentencing hearing of 59-year-old James O'Driscoll of Drimaleague in County Cork, who was found guilty of stealing €24,000 from an 82-year-old bachelor farmer who he befriended when he began to graze his ponies on his land. And finally, from ponies to donkeys, a number of papers report today on a new course on offer at Exeter University, which we're told was inspired by Colin Farrell and Martin McDonagh's acceptance speeches at the Golden Globe Awards when they thanked Jenny the Donkey for the role she played in The Banshees of Inisherin. The creators of the Film Studies course, which is being run in conjunction with the local donkey sanctuary and which also studies the depiction of donkeys in Shrek, say that they want to enable students to understand the contrast between the daily life experience of donkeys and their screen portrayals. First Ass Honours Degree is the headline over that story in the Star.
Oh, as it should be. Fiona Kelly, thank you very much. And